This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rush coming. Brissett steps up. Brissett, the fake, and he's in. Touchdown, Miami. What an effort, Jacoby Brissett.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Yeah, for the first 11 games of the Browns season, it's going to be Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, at least for now. There's obviously going to be more and more rumors. I'm already seeing it all over Twitter about Jimmy Garoppolo to Cleveland, which does make sense. The Browns right now, 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, 20-1 to win the AFC with Deshaun Watson suspended the first 11 games of the season. Their win total was at 9.5 earlier, and we know that it's been up and down, off the board, on the board. It's off the board again. And they've now gone, I think they were plus 250 or plus 275 to win the AFC North. Now they're at plus 450. So everything obviously has become longer odds. I don't think that's any shock, Ken. But that's the type of season the Browns have now. If they stick with what they've got, Jacoby Brissett through the first 11 games, it's Deshaun Watson week 13 in an unbelievable storyline, making his regular season debut for the Browns against the Houston Texans, his former team. And it'll be a year and a half since he's played football, real football. Preseason doesn't count. I'm talking real regular season football.
Right, and I believe Kevin Stefanski said today that he would keep practicing but wouldn't play anymore in the preseason as he gets ready to serve the 11-game suspension.
Probably a good idea.
Kind of a lot of circus around, obviously, the fact that he was going to start last Friday. Yeah. And that, you know, even if you're the Browns, not really what you want either. Forget, you know, everybody else involved in this. So the idea of, okay, like what now from a betting standpoint? And I think we're correct to just like, let's have the it's Brissett for 11 games conversation. Like the Garoppolo conversation would be fun when it happens, but there's so like there, we need to know so much more in order to like have that conversation. Like I can't put my headspace there to be like, well, when it's Garoppolo, do this, 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 and this. It's like, well, is there going to be anything to do? I think having the Brissett conversation, at least it's like, if it's what it is right now, here are some of the betting takeaways from the fact that this happened. There are actually quite a few, and they're none of them are that significant, but like there is a ripple effect from this that's important and like worth going over a little bit. So the insignificant stuff, or the stuff that like is it's involves betting, but just like on a really, really kind of less impacted way than some of these other things, you know, let's kind of deal with the obvious, right? The Browns are almost certainly not going to win the division. You shouldn't be betting them in that market. If Brissett's, and again, where this is, Jacoby Brissett starts week one and they do not add a quarterback. That is everything I'm about to say. I don't want to hear like, oh, but like they could add Garoppolo. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if it's Jacoby Brissett for 11 games. When they add someone, then we'll do another segment and we can talk about that. So if it's Brissett for 11 games, can't really win the division. Win total needs to be heavily adjusted. Probably something like, because Watson's going to play six games, something like 8 or 8.5 maybe makes sense in that situation. I saw a couple people that said it would be 7.5. Sure, maybe 7.5 juiced way over would actually be okay, I think, for a book to put that market up. That's I would expect to see that kind of adjustment at least. We already saw the week one market crater against Carolina when we knew that the first game suspension was going to happen anyway. You're going to see that type of impact in similar markets as we progress from week one to week two to week three. We just haven't gotten there yet. Week one hasn't happened yet, and the markets and the look aheads are the limits are so low. They're pretty inefficient. Awards, Kevin Stefanski, I think we had a 0% chance of winning Coach of the Year anyway. Now it's really, really likely to be zero. And somebody will say, well, hey, wait a minute. What if he like leads this team with Brissett to like winning all these games, and then Watson comes back and they make the playoffs? I think just like the cloud of Watson being on this team for the last 6 weeks and the fact that Stefanski's already won the award just a couple of years ago still makes it incredibly unlikely. Like, even if you do thread that needle, and I mean, what a needle to have to thread, Brissett to win a bunch of games and then Watson to come back, fit seamlessly, and then win even more games. Not something I would bet on, not something that can't happen, but like something I wouldn't bet on. And all the coach, nobody in the coach of the year market is priced that long where like, if you need that outcome, they're worth betting. Like Stefanski won't be, Stefanski's not going to be 150-1, which is like kind of what you would need to bet something like that. And be like, well, the narrative will pick up, be like the narrative about Deshaun Watson coming back. That's going to hang over everything else that's happening with the team. That narrative, just tough to imagine. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Just like, that's a case I'm sure someone will make for coach of the year. And I would actually make the opposite case. I think it's actually really unlikely that he can win. Individual awards. Obviously the Browns really aren't going to put forth an MVP candidate. Myles Garrett can still win defensive player of the year because that's much more rooted in like whatever stats he's going to accrue while being on the defense.
Right.
He has a million sacks. He's going to win. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Doesn't matter if they win a lot of games. He just, if he's first team all pro defensive end, has a bunch of sacks, he's going to win. And so, you know, he's unaffected by that basically. Deshaun to win comeback player of the year was a pipe dream anyway that we had, you know, a lot of jokes about on the show. Cleveland won't really put forth a candidate in that market. And the last thing, Nick, and we can kind of go through, I think this is where you and I can have a longer conversation as well. It's a lot more games now, obviously, than it was going to be before. And we saw how the Carolina win, the point spread shifted when we knew it wasn't going to be Watson. And we knew it was going to be Jacoby Brissett. My number with Watson in that game was going to be Cleveland by 6 on the road. And I think the market opened like 4, but we never really knew that he was going to play in the game. It was always like a little murky. So I don't know if we have a true baseline, but just get a, you know, you, the person listening, like remember how drastically that win probability shifted when it was going to be Jacoby Brissett. Okay. Well now they're, you know, There's a flip side to the win total coin, which is all the teams that are playing Cleveland. And normally you wouldn't make this type of big adjustment, but for literally all for 3/4 of a season of their opponents, all of their win totals should actually go up. All of them. Because they're playing Jacoby Brissett. And I'm playing it out like it's Brissett. They add Jimmy G, different conversation. But if we get to like September 6th and it's Brissett, we can go through the teams in a second, Nick, but that was the first thing I thought of when we went to break last time is just, well, wait a minute. Like the flip side of this argument is, okay, look at all these teams. Like they're all more valuable. They're all going to win 1/4 more of a game basically than they were going to win before. Like that matters. And in some cases for division opponents, maybe like a half win more as a result of the win probability from facing Jacoby Brissett instead of Deshaun Watson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's made for an interesting situation in the division more than anything because, you know, you look at the schedule in general, you're looking at every team on the Browns schedule, but I even look just deeper in terms of where we are with even the win total, let's say, for Pittsburgh, right? Like, they're sitting at 7.5. Could they go out and maybe they weren't going to win either game against Cleveland this year, and then they get one out of that, and that's the difference that pushes them over their total? Or Cincinnati sweeps the season series, or, you know, Baltimore wins both against Cleveland. And actually, it's made everything, and it continues to actually be that much more complicated right now in terms of, because they've got what? Pittsburgh, they're home against Pittsburgh, what, week three?
Correct.
And then you've got Baltimore. You've got Baltimore three games
later. I misspoke. They actually play each division opponent once. I thought the second Cincinnati meeting was before Houston. It's actually the week after.
Right.
So even the division opponents, you wouldn't, it's not like they double up on playing Jacoby Brissett. They only play Brissett one time, but it's an adjustment for, then it's literally 11 unique opponents each should get a modified win probability adjustment in that game, all 11. And like, think about how Carolina changed. Carolina went from a game where they were going to be like 35% to win the game. They might close 60% to win the game. Like, they might close three with Brissett. It's totally possible. And some of that's Baker Mayfield. It's not all a Brissett-Watson adjustment, but a lot of it is a Watson-Brissett adjustment. So like, you know, try to make that win probability adjustment for some of these teams and like see what kind of crazy stuff you end up getting as a result of we're about to take four wins out of the market and put them somewhere else. Like, I mean, just mm-hmm. That has to matter. Like, even if it only matters, even if it's only how every over is juiced on certain teams, that we're so far into this price discovery process. Like, the win totals have been up for so long. People have been betting into them for so long. We're in the preseason. This is the period of time where when you get like giant drastic news, I always feel like the win totals have a lot of trouble reacting to that. Like, they don't, it's like they don't move how they should move, because like too much money has come in. There's like, the numbers have been shaped too much. Like, you're not going to move them a ton. You'll move Cleveland, that's easy. But just like all the other things that are impacted, the small ripple effect that goes out from there, it's just not going to, even if it hits some places, it won't hit others. The numbers will be kind of all over the place, even if it does. So just, it does kind of present an opportunity. Like, if you like a Cleveland opponent, and I'll be honestly, like, I can read them off real quick. Like, how about, and this, here's a fun exercise. I'm going to read the 11 opponents. How many overs do you like on these teams? Before even thinking that they're going to play Jacoby Brissett, like going into this year, mm-hmm. I like the over on this team. Just like count them up, to use Chip Patterson of CBS Sports term. Count them up. Here's the 11 opponents. And I'll keep track for two. Carolina.
Okay.
I like their over. You might have heard.
I might like Carolina. I've heard you like the Carolina Panthers. Yes. Yes. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Jets. You in there? You're probably not in. I'm probably not in at all.
I don't understand.
Which maybe is better now.
The Jets love. I don't understand it at all.
Well, I liked over five. This whole thing less. I liked over five. Pittsburgh. I don't really like Pittsburgh's win total over, but somebody listening might like it. Right. Atlanta. Everybody out there, me, I love Atlanta's over. But I mean, and these were the first four opponents, so we kind of knew these anyway, but just like Chargers, like that game is going to be in Cleveland. That's a Deshaun game. That's like Cleveland 2.5. And now it's like Chargers 7. I mean, it's a huge swing. Yeah. I mean, just again, if you like the Chargers over, like, is it moving because of this? Because it kind of should a little bit. Patriots home week 6, almost exact same spread prediction, favored by a little bit less, although I love the Patriots. The two division opponents, Baltimore, Cincinnati, that's kind of a duh. You knew they were going to play at some point. Miami, super sexy team for a lot of people this year. A lot of people love Tua and Tyreek Hill and McDaniel and what they're doing there. Buffalo and Tampa, two best teams in the league.
Yep.
I mean, you got a lot of kind of like the halves of the AFC and the NFC, high win totals, a lot expected. Mm-hmm. All their schedules just got like a quarter win easier. All of them. Yeah. They all just got a free quarter win. And just like,
and look,
has to matter.
I even say that if Deshaun Watson doesn't look good his first game back, his second game back, what does that mean the rest of the way? Like, what if the offense struggles once he's back there too? He looked horrible in the preseason. I get that it's preseason, but you got to factor in that it'll be a year and a half since he's played a regular season game, and he won't be practicing with the team while he's suspended. All of these types of things matter. And I mean, there's a chance that it could continue to travel over as Deshaun Watson stays the starter with them and the offense can't click. They haven't developed any rhythm, which is why I say this just feels like a lost season to me. I understand Cleveland's got a lot of talent on that roster, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, but it's an incredibly difficult circumstance for the coaching staff to certainly have to deal with. But again, the organization made their bet, and this is what you have to deal with. All right, the NBA schedule is out. We're going to look at three of our favorite win totals now heading into this NBA season. Nick Ashew, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.